My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today has never been more important, and being on top of your game, having the relevant information on the alternatives and complements that are available to us today, not only help to give us a better sense of choice, but at the same time, they help to cement our communication skills and our dialogues with our medical practitioners, because we need to do that. There was a time when many of us would kind of do what we did on the side and never have those discussions with our doctors, but, you know, it was a different world then. Today, things are a lot more in the open, and more information is now at our fingertips, so we need to make sure that we're getting the right information, the truthful information, from the people that can make a difference in our health. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the relevant topics for today, as well as the best guest in the industry. We want to make sure that we're bringing you as much as you have to need at your fingertips to be able to start those dialogues and start on your healthy journey. Every day it gets more and more difficult because of confusion and because of misinformation. There was a time when all of our information came from the library. You know, 40 years I've been doing this, and, you know, we didn't have smartphones, computers, Google. We didn't have any of this stuff. We had to go to the library and do all of our research. Now, today, we've got so much more information at our fingertips. Now, we just need to figure out how to disseminate the good from the bad, the right from the wrong, the truthful from the misinformation. And that's where having great guests on my show, as well as having a place like Stay Healthy to be able to go to. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're a full-service store with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and because they carry only the best of the best products, you're not going to make a mistake. And having that backup system there in that full-service environment, being able to have the dialogue and be able to have those discussions, you're going to be more successful as you try to get your health back again. Because it's one of the things or another. We're either trying to get healthy, be healthy, or stay healthy. And we want to do it with as much support as possible. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to print a coupon. Use it on your next visit to the store at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And make sure that you are giving them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about CBD. We're going to be talking about CV Sciences again. And I get the pleasure today to have a new guest with me who I have heard live in person at a lecture that he had done. And he is quite educated and very enjoyable to listen to. My guest today, Miles Cyril, is going to be here talking with us about the products from CV Science. Passionate about natural wellness from a young age, Miles has always been fascinated by herbalism. While finishing up his master's in experimental medicine from McGill University, Miles worked as an educator at Cambridge Naturals, a renowned natural health food store in Massachusetts, and one of the first to add hemp CBD to their shelves. He now serves as one of CV Science's educators, sharing his passion and expertise on the use of cannabinoids in wellness. You know, you've been hearing a lot of information out there. It's getting very confusing. There's a lot of people that are jumping into the game. We've got a lot of bad actors out there. So you want to make sure that when you make the decisive decision, that real true decision that you want to use CBD products, you want to make sure you're using them of quality and integrity. And I think we'll talk a little bit about that as well today. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Miles.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for being here. And how's everything in your world?
Snowy, but I actually just was in Las Vegas earlier this weekend. It was the World Anti-Aging Medicine Conference, A4M, and I gave a lecture on the use for cannabinoids such as CBD in gut health.
You know, isn't it amazing? I mean, I've been around a long time, and you know, I haven't seen a lot of things that sparked this much interest and excitement a long time. I think omega-3 fatty acids, fish oils were really, really close. Flaxseed oil had the boom. We've seen independent things like melatonin and ginkgo biloba and things like that. But I have never, ever in my 40 years in this industry ever seen anything like the freight train that CBD is providing.
Can I talk about why I think that might be?
I would love to. Thank you.
So with many dietary supplements, and I think about the popularity of one point, maybe something like resveratrol, right? We know the science is there. We see the clinical studies. We see the preclinical research. That generates some interest. But then the consumer takes it, and she doesn't necessarily feel the sensation of taking something like resveratrol, or unless you take the highest dose of fish oil, you're not necessarily going to feel it right away. But then we have something like hemp-derived CBD, and we know the biochemistry, we know what it's doing in the body, and then almost right away, oftentimes, people feel it. And so that marriage of the science with sensation, I think, generates popularity. And then you throw in some mystique about this being derived from cannabis, which has been banned from the country for the last 80 years, and that's, I think, a pretty good recipe for some excitement.
I think I agree 100%. And, you know, when we talk to people, and I know you have done this as well, you're having these discussions about laying the pathwork for their golden years and, you know, being able to protect their body against things they may or may not come into contact with down the road, those things that you know are making a difference in the body. You're not really bouncing off the wall from them, but you know you're doing some constructive rebuilding and protective benefits. I agree 100%. And I think that the CBD has been able to provide not only the interest, and I love your word, the mystique that goes along with it, but also the general feeling for many people that can say, you know what, I not only like it, and I'm not only interested in it, but I've been able to feel the difference. So I think you are head on, 100%.
And I think one of the reasons why so many people are feeling it is that biochemically, and from a scientific standpoint, it's incredibly promiscuous in terms of its molecular binding partners throughout the body. It has a number of different receptor sites that it can interact with, a number of different tissues and physiologic processes. And so when people say, wow, is this a cure for XYZ disease? No, it is not. But in terms of being nutritional support for multiple aspects of the body's balance is quite profound.
You know, let me ask you a question. When you personally first heard about CBD, were you instantly interested? Were you mildly standoffish, or were you ready to dive in to learn more? Because I personally, obviously, I heard about it, you know, Stuart and I have been friends for a long time, and I heard about it when he was just getting into it as well. And we were both very, very, you know, interested and wanted to dive in. But many of my other colleagues out there were kind of like very, very hesitant to even step in to learn about it. I'm curious about what you felt.
I think I was open to it. I probably first encountered CBD around 2015. Mm-hmm. And about 5 or 6 years prior, I was already familiar with the endocannabinoid system. Mm-hmm. I was actually a senior in high school, and I was researching cannabinoid-like compounds from the maca root with the Peruvian researcher over at the Massachusetts College of Pharmacy. So I had a little bit of a early intro into understanding how CBD might work, and that's why I think I was a little bit more open to it. But it's also worthwhile noting then that there are other plants that do interact with the same system that CBD does work with. And so it's not just about hemp or cannabis, and I don't think it should be just about hemp or cannabis, and that if we start to combine some of these other botanicals or nutraceuticals together with CBD, we're actually going to be receiving a greater benefit overall than just with CBD alone.
Do you have a preference when you're talking with people about CBD, the liquid versus a chewable gummy or a soft gel capsule? Do you have a way that you like people to base their choice on, or do you leave it just like that, choice?
Choice is important, and I think that at some point, all that matters is just getting it into the body. And I actually think that we should be using CBD as a daily supplement, the same way that we would consider using omega-3 fish oil, a multivitamin, a probiotic, or an adaptogen herb like holy basil or ashwagandha, that we could, you know, as long as we're taking some type of serving every day. And if it's easier for you to take a pill and leave it in your pill box and take that every day throughout the week, then I say go for it. The liquids are nice because if you're unfamiliar with CBD, you can start with a low dose and work your way up to find the sweet spot serving that works best for your body. But otherwise, you know, the capsule, that 15 milligram gold soft gel, is a bestseller. And I think the ease of use for people just taking it every day or twice a day to support their health is profound.
I've seen so many people with the CV Science brand that have actually layered their effects. Like they may use the gold capsule at night, but they may be using the green during the day in the spray or the tincture during the day. And they find that that combination seems to work really well for them. Like I tell people all the time, you're going to experience what you experience with CBD. You know, you need to listen to your body. It's not one of those things that everybody is going to be able to, you know, fit in the same box with, because you may have to try a couple different formulations, or, you know, maybe a different kind of extraction for you to find the one that works the best for you. And that's what I've really enjoyed about this line, is they've allowed people to be flexible with their choice.
For sure. And so for those that might not be familiar listening at home, CB Sciences produces three different formulas, all derived from the same hemp plant, but each that have different levels of cannabinoid content. So you mentioned green and gold. The first step is actually the raw formula, and that has a reddish brownish label. Mm-hmm. So raw hemp, until you heat it up, all of the cannabinoids are stuck to acid. Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. CBD is not a cure for everything. So, you know, in that raw plant extract, all the cannabinoids are bound to acid. And then once you heat them up, the acid breaks off and it permits the cannabinoid to cross into the brain. So in a raw plant, you have something called CBDA, CBD acid. It doesn't really cross into the brain, so you're probably not using that red bottle, that raw bottle, for use in neurogenic issues, stress, or sleep-related. But for neck down, CBDA containing raw hemp extracts, I love for joints, for gut health, for inflammatory processes. And then once we heat that raw formula up, it turns into our green formula. All that acid's broken off, the CBD can cross into the brain. That's what we're currently studying with psychiatrists such as Dr. Scott Shannon in Fort Collins, Colorado. We've been publishing a couple of peer-reviewed articles on using that green formula in support for anxiety and stress and sleep. And then we concentrate that green formula into the gold formula, higher CBD content. That gold formula is what a lot of people like to use for discomfort, for neurogenic support, kind of deeper brain health related issues. One of our doctors, Colonel Michael Lewis, is using that gold formula to support deep neuroprotection related issues. He's a doctor, so I think I can say this, is that he's actually using this together with omega-3 fats in the treatment of some patients with traumatic brain injury.
Wow. You know, and I like the way that you pose the red raw formula, everything from the neck down, and then the green more for the neurogenic, and then the gold for more of discomfort. Do you find people, because I see it, that use different, I guess, different layers of this, maybe gold and green or green and red and, you know, raw and green? Do you see them mixing to find their comfort?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, my favorite combo is going to be the raw formula that contains that CBDA together with the gold. So you kind of have your highest potency CBD with the lowest potency but fullest spectrum raw. And together, they almost work in different ways. So especially for a lot of more treatment-resistant, chronic, inflammatory, autoimmune, gut-related, leaky gut-related, microbiome imbalanced people, and oftentimes both osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis do have a leaky gut component, I would certainly recommend combining raw and gold to support the body's healthy inflammation response.
Now, let me ask you a question. You know, we are now seeing, and of course, CV Science is right there, topicals being used and recommended. And I'm curious about your feeling on using topicals. And of course, I want to make sure people understand they don't have to discontinue their internal products. It's like a completely different category using it topically as well as internally.
Absolutely. So we have the receptors, the cannabinoid receptors, right within the layers of the skin, in the keratinocytes themselves, in the immune cells, in the nerves that innervate the skin. And so the cannabinoids, such as CBD from hemp, don't cross the skin barrier very well. They don't like to cross from the skin into the bloodstream. So if you're trying to get CBD and rubbing it on your feet in order to feel calm in your mind, probably not the best approach. But if you're looking to kind of target a local discomfort in a joint or a muscle, applying some CBD oil directly to that spot in the form of a topical rub or salve or balm might be really nice for providing comfort in that area. If you have a couple of different discomforts all throughout the body, joint discomforts, for example, you could apply the CBD topically to those local areas and at the same time take a CBD oil internally, perhaps as a soft gel or a capsule, to sort of come at it from both angles, inside and out.
When you use a topical, does it stay localized to the area you apply it?
Generally, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and well, 2 days ago, and they were a physician, and they were trying to relate the topical CBD to a nicotinic acid patch. Because they were saying that if you use a nicotine patch, the nicotine gets into the bloodstream and curtails your appetite for nicotine and cuts down on your craving for cigarettes. I said, I understand that. I said, but this is different. And the conversation went on for a while. I think finally toward the end, he understood that if you were, let's say, using this for a muscle or a joint problem, and you were taking your internal serving size or dosage of the CBD, that you could use the topical locally in that area directly on where it is happening, and you would get the benefit both from inside out and outside in, but only generally localized to that area. I think he finally got it.
I think that makes the most sense. But, you know, when we're talking about people, you know, there's a couple of different considerations with the conversation. I mean, there are actually some other companies will make patches that contain CBD, but oftentimes those patches also have various emulsifiers or surfactants or solvents in order to transport the CBD beneath the skin layer. And that our brand of topical products aren't really meant to act as a transdermal patch or anything like that.
Right.
But the other consideration is that the CBD molecule compared to nicotine is a little bit larger and a little bit more fat-loving. And so nicotine is going to have an easier time escaping from the skin into the bloodstream, whereas CBD is going to struggle more so.
How do you?
So sometimes it just matters with the chemistry itself.
Okay. I know I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for pointing out the molecule size. That's important. You know, people are learning more and more, Miles. They're actually reading more articles, and I think they're starting to choose more effectively. I was speaking with a friend a couple months ago, and, you know, she was in California, and she had heard the show. We were talking about, you know, about CBD, and she got quite interested, and her son visits a dispensary. So she's in her 70s, and she went with him to the dispensary and decided to pick up her CBD there, and not, you know, thinking they were all the same, you know, just in her mind. And she actually picked something up that had a lot of THC in it. And I got a letter from her the next day, an email, and she was like, she said, oh my goodness, she said, I got buzzed pretty heavy from the CBD. I thought you said it didn't. And then after a conversation, we realized that it had a very large percentage of THC in it. And I think that's a clarity that needs to be brought about.
Absolutely. And so I think what CB Sciences is doing, and which is important to me, is that our source for hemp is, in fact, truly hemp. It's not dispensary cannabis. So true European Union certified heirloom food and fiber agricultural hemp is 15 feet tall and contains maybe around 0.02% THC or less. And it's actually very low CBD content in general. The reason is that the farmers are primarily using the fiber content to make Mercedes-Benz parts over in the Netherlands and Germany. So it has low cannabinoid content, but that means that when we extract the hemp plant and turn it into our formula, that you are going to get some CBD. There are legal trace amounts of THC that enable you to purchase it at a health food store rather than go through a dispensary. But then that hemp plant also contains 498 other types of phytonutrients that include omega-3 fats, these terpene molecules that also have their own anti-inflammatory effect, other cannabinoids, and vitamins. It's quite robust when we consider all the nutrition that the whole hemp plant has to offer. And then often when you go to a dispensary to get CBD, it's usually from plants that are genetically more similar or dispensary-type cannabis plants, what some people call marijuana, and they're extracting the flowers of that plant from the so-called female plants that express the highest levels of either THC or CBD. So it's possible that if you go to the dispensary, you could find an all-CBD product. You're not going to get as much other types of nutrients from the plant, though, if they're not extracting all the other plant material from a food and fiber type hemp plant.
You know, I think there's still obviously going to be a stigma attached to this. You know, if CBD came from broccoli or carrots, obviously we wouldn't be having any of this conversation going on. But because of where it does come from and the family genus that it comes from, there are still people out there that just, you know, just in their mind, they can't wrap their mind around it because they can't get past the source.
Well, I think, to quote my boss, Stuart, who you've had many conversations with, this is rope, not dope.
Yep.
And I think that using kind of simple mantras like this might help us break it down. And, you know, just remind ourselves that hemp has been, like, actual hemp has been a part of the human conversation for the past 10,000 years, agriculturally speaking, in terms of traditional Chinese medicine, in terms of textiles, in terms of automobile parts. It was a crucial component of early American history. The early colonies in Virginia, for example, could pay the British Empire in hemp. So it was very important for the survival of those colonies. It certainly was a part of the United States history and really only got forgotten perhaps after the 1937 Marijuana Tax Act that really started to penalize the plant.
You know, we've seen so many people come around and sample and try and come on to the CBD bandwagon, if you will. And I think it's just going to continue to become more commonplace. And I think it eventually is going to get to the point where, you know, there's not going to be much of a stigma attached to it all, if any. And I think it eventually will come about. But it's going to be a process as you know, government, you know, intervention and parameters are set in place and rules and new regulations. One thing I will say is I'm almost welcoming, you know, the parameters and stuff to come down from the government so that, you know, the people that are doing it right can continue and the people that are not are kind of moved out of the way.
I think that is what we're looking for, that we're looking for the FDA to smartly and safely regulate without overstepping, that there are a litany of, you know, 2,000 new companies, perhaps since the Farm Bill was passed, if not more. And there's a lot of CBD brands that are excellent, that are following good manufacturing practices. CB Sciences is just one of them.
True.
And there are also, I'm sure, many brands that don't really know how to produce supplements ethically, that might be producing CBD oil in their bathtub derived from hemp grown in a ditch that might have soil with heavy metals in there that crept into the finished product. And that because they're not testing for it, they can just, you know, put it into their gummy, sell it at a gas station and say, okay, I'm going to jump onto this bandwagon and make a couple of bucks. And so we're looking forward to the FDA coming in and saying, here's how to smartly and safely produce this product. And I think that was the original intention of the FDA when Teddy Roosevelt founded it, however many years ago.
I think you're right. I think you're right on exactly where I think is exactly where we're heading, and also the present state of affairs as we are, you know, continuing to learn more and people are becoming more and more educated. If someone was to ask you, am I too old to use CBD? How would you answer that?
I would say that CBD and all the nutrients that within hemp represent a good nutritional supplement useful for almost every age. that in terms of how CBD protects the brain, might support the immune system, supports the microbiome, all of which get thrown out of balance as we start to get older. CBD might have a balancing and homeostatic and reinforcing effect on that person's body. So I would certainly encourage almost anybody to be using a CBD product.
You know, I never ever thought in my life, as long as I've been on the air now, 38 years, that I ever, ever would recommend anybody using a gummy in our industry. Because, you know, they were just such garbage for such a long time, you know, basically candy, if you will. And right. It's interesting that you found a way to be able to offer CBD in a gummy that is a quality product as well as CBD.
Well, there's two considerations to this. First, our gummies have a very strange and earthy aftertaste, which is indicative of the fact that you are eating a real plant extract. So I love the fact that it doesn't taste like a gummy bear. But the other thing is that by producing a gummy, it improves access to people. That if people aren't used to tinctures or they're not used to capsules, they don't want to take any more pills, and they just want a different mode of consuming CBD, that we can offer this to them.
All right. I do want to pass on an offer that Marge sent me. The balm, the CV Science balm, is on special for $27.99 with a $2 off coupon as well. And with purchase, while they last, free tote bags. They have a limited quantity. So definitely stop by and give that a shot. A lot of you are using the internal, maybe trying the topical balm for some of those localized areas. We're talking with Miles Cyril today. We're talking CV Science, and we'll get right back into it. A few of your questions I've saved just for him. We'll do it right after the break. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic aged garlic extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual health care needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to go in and check out the full line of CV Science products, the topicals, the balms, the gummies, the liquids, the soft gels. I mean, the entire line is available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Marge at Stay Healthy was the first store in the area to bring in this line at the very, very onset, and now it is definitely developed into a huge line in this category. My guest today, Miles Cyril, is here. We're talking about CV Science. We're talking about CBD. Miles, I have a question that came in the other day, and I saved it just for today. And the question is something that I think a lot of people are asking about. It says, I work in a field where I am, even though it's legal to smoke marijuana and use marijuana products in Nevada, we are not allowed to use it because I'm a police officer. And although many of the people that I know are using CBD products, I'm still a little fearful and wondering if it'll ever get to the time where it'll be accepted across the board. And I know that's a broad spectrum question, but just your opinion.
We hope. I mean, certainly we hope to that we're going to reach a place in society where both CBD will be accepted across the board. But, you know, I think that it would be wonderful if the whole plant, even the THC-containing cannabis, will be available across the board and useful in both the right types of medicinal or even sometimes recreational purposes. But when it comes to CBD, we expect that people, as we continue to understand the supplement, that it will be available for anybody that chooses to consume it and that they shouldn't be penalized for consuming it. I mean, I imagine that an employer would want their employee to be able to work without pain, sleep issues, and feel generally better overall. Now, the consideration, though, is drug testing, and that because all of the CV Sciences products do contain a legal trace amount of THC, there is some risk for failing drug tests. There is also a risk even with THC-free CBD products, because CBD is part of the cannabinoid family, it might still trick a false positive within a drug test. So it is something to consider.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way that I usually try to answer that question myself. And, you know, sometimes you just kind of, you know, you just have to be kind of direct and to the point. If you are in a job or a career that you would possibly lose that job or career if something was to possibly test positive in some kind of a test, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that this is a wonderful opportunity to go into your health food store and see all the other types of botanicals that might help your body instead. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're looking for an alternative for stress medications, instead of CBD, if you're in law enforcement, try L-theanine, try holy basil. If you're looking for inflammatory support, there's curcumin from turmeric. So there's so many other botanicals at our fingertips that we can tap into. It's almost like CBD is a gateway into the natural products world for people that might not otherwise be as familiar.
I agree with that. And, you know, just, you know, tap the industry that you're already trying to come into, because there's so many things that are available out there. So you're not walking away empty-handed. You know, and the other question that comes in is, and I see this a lot because I also get a lot of emails and stuff as well, and it says, my friend was using this and I tried it and it didn't work that way for me. And once again, you know, I just kind of try to, you know, kind of bring them back a little bit and let them. I said, it's different for everyone, but our industry in general, you may not be able to follow the same protocol that someone else is following. Yours may need to be a little bit different. You can still meet them at the finish line, but you may need to be following a little bit of a different path.
Correct. I mean, this is because of the fact that our subtle genetics are going to be different from you and I. Our lifestyles are likely different. Our diet is likely different. And that all of our lifestyle and dietary and biochemical inputs that are present throughout our body is going to change the way in which we respond to any type of supplement, not just CBD. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to CBD specifically, everybody's endocannabinoid system might be in a slightly different place. So if you haven't heard this word before, for those listening at home, all of us have a neurotransmitter system all throughout our body called the endocannabinoid system. It's a little bit like how our body makes serotonin and has serotonin receptors. We have cannabinoid receptors, and our body makes our own types of cannabinoids that plug into those receptors. So CBD influences the endocannabinoid system, but if anybody's endocannabinoid system is either depleted or elevated, which is actually quite common due to imbalances in terms of lifestyle or diet, that different dosages or preparations of CBD might be necessary to reset and rebalance that homeostatic system.
Now, when people start to learn about that, sometimes they equate it to other systems in the body, like our circulatory system, our, you know, our nervous system, things like, you know, different systems in the body. It's just, it is another system, and just one that we haven't been, you know, we haven't known about for a long time and maybe never obviously learned about till this point in time.
And I think the hard thing for people to conceptualize is there is no anatomical structure associated with the system. It's not like you can point to the liver and say, okay, there it is. The endocannabinoid system you find in the brain and in the nervous system, but you also find in the skin. You find it in the gut. You find it in the liver. It's kind of everywhere. You find it in the cells of the immune system. And when you look really quite closely at it on a picomolar, a nano scale, you're finding that the system helps to balance kind of the local chemistry of that tissue or that cellular milieu. It kind of helps that local area in the body operate more effectively. It's not like a hormone that travels from one part of the body all over, but rather it helps to kind of set the tone of local organ or tissue function.
Okay. This question just came in, and I think it's definitely important to bring it out because somebody might want to ask. Do you prefer using your CBD on an empty stomach or a full stomach?
I don't think it matters too much. And I think that there are some companies that will say, oh, you need to take CBD with food. And the rationale for that is that CBD is very fat-loving. So if you have a meal that has a little bit of extra fat in there, that it might help the CBD absorb better. But I consider the fact that because of our extraction process, capturing all of that plant material, including the hemp seed oil from the seeds, including some of the leaf material, including some of the flower, that nutritionally it's almost like a complete food. I almost think of our extract more as a food supplement rather than anything else. And so I feel that with our product, it can be taken either with food or on an empty stomach. But I'm not sure the same could be said for any type of CBD product.
How do you approach the question that definitely comes into health food stores all over the country? You know, I've heard that CBD is good for, you know, my mood and pain and things like that, but I'm already on a benzodiazepine. I'm on an antidepressant mood elevator. I'm already on pain meds. I take opioids. You know, obviously, first thing I always do is tell people to discuss it with their physician, which is the smart thing to do. But
for sure.
Do you feel that it's a it plays well, or does it cause a friction?
So CBD does have a couple of drug interactions. However, you're going to find a higher risk for those interactions generally when you take more CBD or too much CBD. So generally, if we're exceeding our dosage of, you know, 100 milligrams of CBD a day, you're more likely to have drug interactions with blood pressure medications, with certain types of antidepressants, blood thinners, so on and so forth. Now, if you're on certain types of medications and you want to take some CBD, lower is better. Start with 1 or 2 milligrams, work your way up to about 10, 15 milligrams. And then you can start to see if, with your doctor's help, please talk to your doctor, I'm not a doctor, that you can lower your dose of certain medications relative to the CBD as you start to play around with them. And this is what we've heard from some pharmacies. I have a pharmacist out in Maryland. His name is Jeff Ferrace in Salisbury. And he actually has his patients on CBD, and he tells them, look, if you're on warfarin, you're on a blood thinner, Coumadin, get your blood thickness, your INR checked every single week, and I can perhaps lower your dose of warfarin and increase your dose of CBD if your blood counts, if your blood thickness starts to improve.
Now, another question that comes in, We have people out there, and I have plenty that I know about in my millions of years in this field, that if you tell them one is good, five is instantly better. With this, I'm one of the first ones in my mind, and I know I agree. Stuart agrees with me. I'm wondering what you think. Start low and work your way up from there rather than jumping in and trying to do a ton of something that you may not need.
It just depends on the person. And I love the idea of starting low and working our way up, but some people need support sooner rather than later. And we actually just completed the first leg of a placebo-controlled randomized trial. That's the gold standard in clinical research. And we found that healthy people taking our 15-milligram gold soft gel once a day felt better. So if you feel like you got to go to the slightly higher dose, that 15 milligrams, certainly go for it. If you're patient or if you want to play around and discover your special dose, then start with 1 or 2 milligrams and every day increase that until you start to figure out what feels good for you. But one word of caution is that when I was working at the health food store at Cambridge Naturals, I always remember this one, this customer, she had chronic pain and she tried taking too much CBD and it actually made her pain worse.
Wow.
And then she dropped down to 1 milligram every other day, smallest dose. That's what helped her. That her endocannabinoid system was in a totally different place than perhaps the rest of us. That she only needed a very small amount to reset that system. And that when she took so much, it almost oversaturated her endocannabinoid system, made her feel strange. So that's kind of a good cautionary tale for go slow, start your way, you know, work your way up. But generally, most of us, I'd probably say about 70 to 80% of us, do fine with the slightly more moderate or larger doses.
You know, I started on the low side and then worked my way up progressively. And to me, it was just, for me, it worked really, really well. And, you know, and a lot of other people also take into consideration cost. You know, if I can get the benefit with a lower amount, and it's more economical for me, that's another great thing as well. I mean, I've heard a lot of these things, finding what did Stuart used to call it, the sweet spot, low and slow, you know, that kind of stuff. So I just think, once again, it just comes to the point where we just need to listen to our bodies more.
We need to listen to our bodies. And in terms of cost as well, you know, there are certain lifestyle and dietary choices that if you commit to will help you get more out of your CBD. And that includes aerobic exercise. That includes meditation, deep breathing exercises. That includes spicy foods and omega-3 fish oil. And that if we can commit to generally tonifying our own endocannabinoid system through these means that don't necessarily include CBD, that you're going to get more out of a lower dose of a CBD oil product.
You know, I just had a friend that just talked to me. She said what she's learned about CBD, and I know, yeah, she just chimed in. She said that what she's learned, she's very nutritionally sound and educated. She doesn't use it every day, but she said listening today, she wants to start taking it on a daily basis and consider it to be one of her supplements. She was only using it when she flew on a plane or she had a big meeting or she decided that she was getting in front of a lecture when she had to give a lecture. And she said all of these things were coming closer and closer together. And now listening today, she said that he just hit on something that made me think that I should just be using it daily.
I think that that's perfect. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Again, we have these receptors all throughout our body. And because of how our bodies get impacted day in and day out, I mean, we turn on the news, we hear crazy news that impacts our stress response. Perhaps we're not eating as well as we should be. And especially if she's flying all over the place, I fly all the time. And I know that airplane food and you know what you find at the airport isn't necessarily the healthiest for us. So there's good rationale for us to be taking CBD as a daily supplement just to help keep supporting our body's daily responses and balance.
No, I think that makes really, really good sense. And you know, I think sometimes you just think to yourself, you know, you try to treat something as just a special nutrient and you get the results in those special times. But you know, I really do like the idea of just making it part of the daily regimen. You know, that's what I've done. At the beginning, I didn't. I was using it just at certain times. And I had that kind of light bulb moment as well. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Don't you want the benefit every day? Don't you want your ECS to get the benefit every day? And, you know, since that point in time, I don't think I've missed. a day of either any of the formulas that I use. I have not done the gummies, but of the liquids and the soft gels, I do.
You know, if I were being sent to Mars and I could only take four supplements with me, it would be I would take a probiotic. Uh-huh. I really like soil bacteria. I would take maybe Nordic Naturals, a high-dose fish oil supplement.
Okay.
I would take a medicinal mushroom, mm-hmm. maybe chaga mushroom or something like that. And I would take CBD. I would take that raw, full-spectrum hemp extract, the red label, and I think I'd be pretty set. My body, I mean, aside from my macronutrients, you know, nutritionally, I'd be doing pretty well.
You know, I think I agree with you. Only with me, it would be lion's mane.
Nice.
Just because brain I would like that more than anything, but I probably have to add in a whole food multiple vitamin to make mine complete. But I agree with you. I think we're thinking along the same lines. I think
absolutely.
You know, someone just asked, she said, do you feel that for someone that, and I know how you're going to answer this, for someone that does use recreational marijuana, because now it's legal at home only once in a while, it's still a good idea to use your CBD every single day?
Oh, yeah. In mm-hmm. fact, one of my favorite cannabinoid researchers, do you know Dr. Ethan Russo?
Yes.
So Dr. Russo, and some of what he writes about is the use of cannabis in medicine for all sorts of applications. And he says, look, at the right dosage, CBD is a stimulant. He says that it's perfect for rescuing from a THC hangover. So maybe you consume a little bit too much cannabis the night before and you wake up and you're feeling a little bit spacey. You can use some CBD right in the morning to help snap your endocannabinoid system back into place to take on the day. And I know from my own usage, and I live in Massachusetts, which is also a recreational state, that if I consume too much THC and I'm very sensitive and I'm like, okay, that was too much, I need to dial it back a bit, I'll take some CBD to offset the high and to kind of bring me back to earth.
Here's another question that just came in, and I'm trying to get these while I've got you here because this is such a great service to be able to have you here. She said, I started using the lotion, the topicals first, and I use it in localized areas, and I was doing really well, and I felt good in those areas, and then I added the internal on top of it, and everything is like everything in my world became clear when I was using it both internally and topically. So please pass on to your guest how much we love their products.
Thank you for that story. I love that. Again, I think that that's what we're seeing is that you can use the CBD externally and it's going to support that local discomfort or comfort. But then the moment we start taking CBD internally, I mean, there's research, at least in rodents anyway, but it shows that within 30 minutes, once CBD gets into the brain, it actually changes the way that nerves signal to each other. It induces synaptogenesis. So people that take it, they go from feeling wired to rewired.
You know, I've done so much research, and so much of it is done on rodents, of course. When do you think we're going to have a really good, solid set of human studies?
You have to remember that the cannabis plant itself is still a Schedule I substance in
True.
This country,
True.
Except for hemp.
Right.
And that the hemp plant is now legal, as a result of a year ago, the December 2018 Farm Bill. And after the legalization of that bill, it sort of enabled researchers to have more access to CBD products. So as I previously mentioned, you know, over the summer, we completed the first leg of our randomized controlled trial. And that's a huge first for the industry, and we hope to get that published soon. So just be on the lookout. You know, CB Sciences has science in our name. We're investing in the research that we think is going to improve our overall understanding of how these nutrients help our body.
I see positive things, even more positive things coming with CBD. And, you know, as we're starting to see it make its way out there and becoming, I mean, I remember when people first started saying endocannabinoid, they could barely get it off their tongue, and now it just rolls off their tongue so easily. And I think a lot more people are becoming aware, and a lot more people are really starting to look at things a little bit, you know, wide open as far as opening up their minds to things they didn't know about. And to me, that's very promising.
The size and space of the universe is infinitely expanding, and so does our minds as well.
I agree. Anything you want to say in closing, Miles?
Listen, I just keep hammering this idea of gut health and the relationship between CBD and supporting the intestinal barrier and a leaky gut. The research is just starting in this topic, but it's very exciting so far. And it appears that we could use these plant molecules to remodel our microbiome alongside the right types of prebiotic foods and fermented foods and probiotics. But that supporting the gut might actually wind up supporting our brain, our immune system, our whole body, and that CBD might be a part of that conversation too.
Well, my friend, I want to thank you for being here. The hour really goes fast, and thank you for enlightening everyone and giving your information. It's been a pleasure to have you here. I wish you well and a happy, healthy holiday season.
To you as well. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. My guest today, Miles Cyril, representing CV Science, talking today about the line of products that are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. As a reminder, the balm is on sale for $27.99, and you can use a $2 off coupon. And while they last, free tote bags with that purchase are available in limited quantity from CV Science and Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Now in their fourth decade here in the Las Vegas Valley, they are also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. So longevity, yeah, they've got that down. And they're here because of the great things that they do every day. And, you know, for some people that have been maybe going to health food stores for a long time, going to Stay Healthy is kind of eye-opening. They carry the best of the best product in every single department. They have the most knowledgeable staff that are there to have great open dialogue, answer questions, and help you formulate the best response toward the perils that we come in contact with every single day and the adversity as that relates to our health. They also want to make sure that you have the availability of being able to learn and, you know, broaden your horizons and be able to have better conversations with your friends, your family, as well as your medical practitioners. They carry the best of the best, like I said, in every category. You're not going to make a mistake. And being that it's a full service store, you're going to always feel comfortable and you're going to leave with great peace of mind. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy really does make it easy. Visiting their webpage, StayHealthyLasVegas.com, will give you a one location for getting great information. And at the same time, you can also print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. You can also enter your email address and start getting newsletters every single month. It's a way of staying connected to the store. But they also know that, you know, our time is busy and our minds are racing and we've got a lot on the go. And sometimes a little bit of information can go a long way. And the way you get those little doses and interjections of information is like a Facebook page. Once you like their Facebook page every single day, you'll get little dosages, little bits of tidbits of information, what's going on in the store, what's going on in the industry, what's new, what's changed, what's different, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. Those are the things they hit on their Facebook page, and it would be a great way to kind of keep yourself in tune with the store and see what's going on. Once again, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, if you could tune in live to the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, would great. Love to have you here. Obviously, I know people's worlds are busy and their jobs are crazy. And of course, it's a holiday season, but all year long, we're busy. But courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply go to the webpage, click on the archive icon, download the show or shows that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you on your time schedule. Remember to check out the CV Science line at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Free tote bags, limited quantity with the balm purchase, $27.99 with a $2 off coupon. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.